Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Time for 2 hours of stupidity.
All right.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, well, okay. And we got that. Also, we got Barry, Debugger, and Casey, the tobacco nut, connected via the web at the moment. Yeah, there's Casey.
President accounted for.
Yes, Jerry the Diver Guy and Walt DeMartini threatening to join us here before the show is out today. We will see. Walt is what? What did you say, Barry?
Walt is here.
He is there. You see him, do you? I don't see him. Hold on. Let's do a refresh, and we can bring him into the loop, as they say. Sometimes the system has to be rebooted here to bring everybody online. So we'll just do that and make sure we got everybody squared away. We got some new technology happening today, so surely it won't work correctly. That's just how things roll.
No, that's you're guaranteed to have snafus.
Snafus, you know, and we're going to do as a lobster do. I mean, we got some interesting
interesting
stories this week about what they're doing with not Florida lobster, which we may take this story and run with it, but with the Maine lobster.
Well, I'm sure it happens with Florida lobsters, too, but it just hasn't been reported on.
You think? You think that is the case, huh?
Almost positive. I know this state, and I know its people.
Okay. All right.
I hold them in my heart.
Yeah, we are on Facebook Live, by the way, and you can watch myself, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the screen today. They're actually on video.
Hear me?
See, they're right there. See, I'm pointing to them right there. You see them, guys, on Facebook? There you are. There they are.
Yep.
That's what they look like.
What's up, all you Facebookers?
Now they can actually see CJ and Bubble Boy, and they're like, oh, damn.
See, this is why we kept the camera on Greg only for like a year.
Right.
You probably haven't noticed, Greg. That's why I wear these readers.
Yeah.
You're blurred out from a distance.
Well, hey, that's my best angle, too. Let me turn around. Hold on. I'll bend over. All right. So
it's like Anderson Cooper is having a bad day.
Okay. Thank you, I think. Anyway, you can join us on Facebook Live today. Nothing special other than we do have this new camera set up, and we're going to fiddle with it, and you can see a little bit more of the studio and the other guys as opposed to just me. So they're going to be putting on a show today. CJ and Bubble Boy.
No.
What do you mean? No.
Don't raise expectations.
There's a whole song and dance routine.
Don't raise expectations. Keep the expectations low, and then if we almost meet that.
No, great. No. Don't.
There's
don't
not going to be a big show or anything.
Let's let the bag. Let the cat out of the bag. All right. So CJ and Bubble Boy have been training for Dancing with the Stars, and they promised to entertain us.
I know that you are a liar.
I am not sure if that's a lie. I think it could happen in real life. It could happen today if you join us on Facebook Live. You might see CJ and Bubble Boy perform a ballroom dance.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know, man.
Have you been huffing bath salts again?
No. It's back to
ketamine.
Well, that is what? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Look at him playing it off.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So, he's out of his mind.
Anyway, we have this. We're trying to do this today, and who knows? You might do a. Maybe it won't be a dance. Maybe it'll be a song. You think? On Facebook Live?
No.
Nothing? Neither one? You wouldn't try?
I'm not really a song and dance man.
Oh, come on, Curly.
He's dancing.
Break
inside,
out of your
Greg.
Shell. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so it's a little loose today because there is a story, and I guess I'll just go ahead and pull it up now. Because this kind of story only happens, it basically is written for us here at Scuba Radio. Wouldn't you agree,
well,
guys?
You didn't make this up. This is a real news item.
This is a God's to honest real life story.
Part of it.
It was actually on Fox News, so you know it must be real. Okay, so Maine restaurant to get lobsters high off marijuana smoke before killing them because it's more humane. So they're taking Maine lobster and they're setting them in a tank with marijuana smoke, and they're like letting the lobster get, you know, their freak on,
I guess. I think is the
literally
term.
Well, before they get baked.
Baked before they get boiled.
Yes, I assume, yeah, it's probably boiled. They could bake them too, I guess. I don't know.
These lobsters, Greg, do they need to speak to Dave?
Dave?
Dave's not here.
Yeah. No. But yeah, this is a crazy story. It's all about being humane to the lobsters, you know, doing something to them before they actually kill them and eat them. They figured this will be a new humane way to, I don't know, make the lobsters feel better about themselves. Or go into the boiling tank with a smile on their face.
Like, would that fall under the heading of medical marijuana?
Maybe. I'm not real sure. But, you know, the miracle of technology here at Scuba Radio especially, we have been able to get a microphone in the tank with the lobsters.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I told you we were doing a lot of cutting-edge stuff today. Not only do we got a new Facebook Live cam, we got a microphone in the marijuana tank in Maine with a pot full of lobsters that are getting ready to be eaten. And, let me bring it. Let's tune it in. Oh, wow. Music.
Okay, man. Hey, man, this aquarium sucks. I ain't got no room to stretch out my legs or my antenna.
Yeah, man, it's a drag. But check it out. Here comes that human dude with the bug.
Whoa, man. That is some primo Jamaican red, man.
Far out, man.
Hey, man, don't bogart that. Thanks, human dude.
Hey, I'm getting the munchies, man. We got any snacks like clams or starfishes?
Nah, man, just these nasty algae pellets.
Aw, bummer, man.
Man, I told you we should have stayed in our hiding place. You were like, hey, man, I feel like it's a good day for a walk. Come on up, man, the water's fine.
Hey, I didn't see that dude with the looper, man.
That wasn't a looper. That was a tickle stick, man. If you'd listen to Scuba Radio, you'd know that, man.
Oh, I got your tickle stick right here, man. Why don't you tickle these?
Shut up, man. Okay, let's just kick back and enjoy the high.
Sorry, man.
Wow. That is amazing technology, and I feel honored to have brought that. Or actually, I feel apologetic, I think, for bringing
You apologize too much.
You think?
Yeah, don't
you
worry
just,
about it.
Just take it offending? And own it.
Who are we offending?
Yeah.
Know your listener.
Everyone.
So true. All right, so there you go. The lobster are being given marijuana before you eat them. And, you know, the next step would be, is there some way to infuse them, like, on the boat?
So I wonder if the meat is, like, smoked. I wonder if that affects the flavor of the
tail. You know, they say it doesn't. Yeah, I read the article, and it does say, it says it doesn't affect the lobster. Now, this is Maine lobster. This isn't Florida spiny lobster. This is Maine lobster. And, but they say it doesn't affect the meat. There's no residual
stuff. Well,
I
think it's only fair to subject the Florida spiny lobster to the same humane treatment. So we may have to take on the same technique, you know, right before we rip them to shreds and clean them up on the dock and, you know.
Yeah, put get them baked before you detail them.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they don't do that with the
Maine lobster. Enjoy your last remaining 5 minutes on this planet.
Yeah. There's so much wrong with this in so many ways, but it wouldn't keep a lot of people from giving it a try. if they think there's any chance that it would lend itself to allowing them to, you know, smoke more weed.
Oh, I guarantee it's happening tonight now that they've heard this.
Yeah.
What a cool idea.
Jeez.
I did hear about the opium epidemic they have in New England, Greg.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened there?
Well, apparently a lot of people are hooked on that stuff in, like, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine.
Ah, of course. Yes. And now it makes sense.
No, I, of course, have not my really. Legal.
Yeah. Scuba Radio toxin. Happy Hour has
lubricant.
Begun. And look, the drug references with lobster and other marine life have not ended. We got more where that came from. I swear to you, and I apologize in advance.
Pushers!
It's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I always think scuba diving is quite terrifying. Snorkeling, I'm fine. I want to be on the top looking down. I don't want to be on the bottom looking up.
I'm gonna swim against the tide.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
Hola. ¿Cómo está? Muy bien, gracias.
Aloha.
We also got Facebook Live going today with a new camera. It's cut in and out on us for some reason. We're trying to figure out what's going on, but it is working at the moment, and you can see all three of us, so you've been warned in advance if you want to join us here on Facebook Live. Also connected via the web, we got Jerry the Diver Guy has chimed in.
What's going on, everybody?
There he is. Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton is with us as well. How are you, Walt? I think you're there.
You just got him. He just stepped away for a moment.
Oh, of course.
Walt ran out of rum.
Yes. Oh, okay. Went on a rum
punch
run.
Doesn't mix itself.
Yeah. Buried a boater, buried a bugger, whatever you want to call him. And, of course,
present and accounted for.
We got Casey the tobacco nut.
I'm here.
Yeah. So we got a full crew. All right. And that, you know, that whole lobster thing of getting them gassed up with weed before they cook them is one thing.
gassed up.
Well,
you need to work on your.
No, I'm trying
high,
to. I'm trying
baked,
to stay hip, hip with the kids.
They'd be high when they come out of the water. Up there in Maine, the cops bust somebody. They flush all that stuff down the toilet, and whammo, the lobsters get it for free.
Well, that's true. I mean, we may, you know. Well, I don't know how they're getting the smoke though, because that's what they're doing. They're smoking them and letting them.
You
smoke.
Remember that, Greg, down in Fort Lauderdale? Bug what? Fest? We had to start flushing all those extra lobster down the toilet when the Coast Guard showed up.
Shush. I don't remember any of that, Bug Boy. He's a liar.
You don't remember those brownies?
What is wrong with these people?
Shut up, Barry.
Golly.
I forget those brownies.
You know, it doesn't end there, though, when it comes to marine life and illegal substances.
What?
Yeah. All right. So there's this other story about this octopus or octopi that they did some...
Octopusers.
They some scientists got together and said, hey, I wonder what would happen if you gave a bunch of octopus ecstasy or Molly or whatever the hell it is. Well, the official thing, they call it MDMA. And is that what they call the Molly and ecstasy?
You're going to give an octopus a date rape drug.
Well, you know, the scientists obviously have been cooped up a little too long. They need to get out on a boat and go diving, it sounds like to me. But they,
I think we need to apply for some of these scientific grants. We can conduct these studies.
Well, maybe. And who's to say we haven't tried already? But regardless, they did this, and they were surprised with the results. The octopus evidently had similar reactions to what you hear from, you know, ravers saying, like, everything's extra sensitive and bright lights really excite them, and they're just their senses are totally heightened and wow. Stuff. It's just insanity, and I can't believe that anybody would waste government money or grant money to do such a study. But I guess if you can get away with it, what the heck? So.
Stranger, Greg.
Things have gotten stranger, yeah. and they always seem to, especially here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Stranger, the octopus having a response to the drugs, or the fact that the scientists knew what the octopus was telling them?
Good point. Good point. I don't know how they absorbed
this. It's all observational. Largely observational.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're all in agreement here, you know, on the show today that this is pretty strange stuff. Let's go to the phones, 888-88-SCUBA. Let's see. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Okay, who's this?
This is Ollie.
Ollie.
You know me. You know me, Greg.
Ollie, the octopus, of course, yes. Okay. So
I am an octopus. Of course I am.
What are you doing?
Yes.
What's all that racket in the background? What are you doing?
Well, we're having a little party.
Oh.
You should join us.
You're feeling pretty crazy right now, I guess.
Oh, my God. I haven't slept in 3 days.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Uh-huh. All right.
You sound great. Hey, well, you know, I've been watching you.
Well, you have? What, on Facebook
Live? I'm watching you and your little friends. You guys are hot.
Oh, wow. You really are.
Why are you on the radio? You should be
so
on television
right
or something. I'm watching the Facebook feed. Ah.
Wow.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I need to get out of here. I'm going to come party with you guys.
I think you are a mess.
Greg, are you there?
I'm here. Wait, you need to turn that music down or something. What the hell?
Okay, hold on.
It goes the other way.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, not really.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Remember you were talking about the glow sticks?
Yes.
And you guys are dirty danglers.
We were talking about dangling diving last week, yes.
They're dirty danglers. Dirty little dirty
well, you
danglers.
Just, this is really awkward.
You were naughty.
No.
You were holding the glow sticks in your...
No, that's not...
That's
Bubble.
What I heard.
That was Bubble Boy. You have me mistaken for Bubble Boy.
Well, you should bring some of those glow sticks that were in your...
No, okay, this is insane. Did I apologize for this in advance? Ollie, go back and...
I love you, Greg.
Yeah, whatever.
I love you.
See you, friggin' druggy. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. That is insane. That is just crazy. But, you know, we're on the cutting edge. What can I say? You know, the listenership of this show never fails to amaze me. And it's only appropriate that we'd have Octopus listening, right?
I think it's all in the name of science.
Science!
So now we're educational.
Yeah.
I'm blinded.
All right. So there you go.
I still see a glow underneath Greg's chair.
That would be the glow stick, but that would just be remnants. It burst. So
ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of like
he sat on a cuttlefish.
You
might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, I did apologize, right? Didn't I up front?
Yes, you always apologize.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can't do that enough. You really can't.
Okay.
Turn out the lights in the studio. Let's see if we can see Greg.
I have a galaxy dive with the broken glow sticks. Yeah, we were talking about dangling diving last week. Who wasn't in on that? Casey, you weren't here for that one, right? When we were talking about the dangling dive? Or, yeah, Bubble Boy had already left.
I wasn't.
He had enough.
I missed the good
stuff. I'm kind of glad I wasn't.
Yeah, Jerry the Diver guy missed it.
Jerry, you would have loved that.
And basically, that's a night dive where you go out in the abyss and, hang from a line. We amended it a little bit that you would have a glow stick, dangling from your butt cheek.
That sounds a lot like a fishing lure, Greg.
Yeah, fishing lure dive. Greg. We decided, I think it was CJ coined the term.
Danglers.
We're dangling divers. Dangling divers. Dangling divers. Anyway, so.
Hey, say, there's your song. There's your song.
Say that again, Barry. Barry wanted to chime in. Yes, go.
You forgot to mention that you're doing that in the middle of the Gulf Stream where it's a couple thousand feet of empty water.
Well, this is true.
Yes, very deep.
And there is a spot where we may not want to do our dangling diving. Because I came across this story. They've been tracking the great whites. They actually found Catherine, right? The famous great white. She showed up off the coast of North Carolina this week. But they also found a congregation of great white sharks between California and Mexico. Not Guadalupe, not Farallon Islands, where we're aware of another place in the middle of the abyss. We'll talk about it next. Place for dangling diving? I think not. Radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy, Walty Martini, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, all connected via the web today. So we got a full crew. And, we were talking about this dangling diving last week. People call it black water diving, deep water diving. You go on a night dive and you hang from a wire and about 20 feet from the surface, but in open ocean. And you do it at night. It's creepy, but stuff comes up to greet you. Hopefully stuff that won't eat you. I mean, that's the goal, but you never know. And that's part of the excitement of doing it. And I see the appeal of doing something like that. A lot of cool, fluorescent type critters come up at night.
Like, what would you see most? What would you expect to see?
Well, it depends on where you were.
I know, but,
I mean, it could be anything. I mean, you just never know what's going to show up on a night dive. But once again, you don't necessarily want to be a human lure and have something big and monstrous come up. And,
what if you didn't see it? You just felt it bump you.
Right, right. That would be a little creepy. But
you are a human lure.
You kind of are a human lure or a dangling diver.
Would it be safer to go a little deeper? So that you're not close to the
surface. You're in the abyss. It'd be like 2 miles down straight. That's the thing.
Well, not that far.
I mean,
we're not Neil Watson.
True. But no, CJ, there's certain places on the there's certain places on in the world you would not want to do it where these great whites have their lair. They have discovered this place because they've been tracking them for like the last 15 years, and they've found this place literally in the open ocean where there's a deep crack, evidently. It goes really, really deep, and they found this whole ecosystem, and the great whites have congregated in this area certain times of the year, and just like Guadalupe Island and the Farallon Islands where the sharks show up at certain times of the year to feed, and divers go out to see them, they're seeing this in this area in the open ocean, so I'm guessing you would not want to dangle dive there. You hear what I'm saying?
Maybe somewhere else.
Especially not at night. I mean, even Guadalupe and Farallon Islands might not be an ideal place for
her. Where?
Farallons. Oh, Farallons off the coast of California. You probably would not want to do a dangling diving experience there. I'm just saying. Maybe just me.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba, 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 ooba, scuba, dooba, ooba, hoba, scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ the Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt D. Martini, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry the Bugger, all connected via the web. All right, so Barry was saying, as far as doing a dangling dive, whether great whites or not, what were you going to try to say, that going deeper would be better?
No. I said the deeper you go, the longer it takes to reel you back up.
True. Yeah, and if you are basically a human lure, you probably would want a little bit more time on your side. I mean, it's like that scene from The Meg where they're reeling them in.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is if they start the boat and dragging you, then, you know, the swordfish come after you.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys are worried about all the sharks and everything else. What about the Humboldt squids over in the Pacific?
Well, that's true. I mean, they've been known to be pretty intense. They're over
those
in like
are very aggressive.
I think they're off the coast of like Baja and stuff. Does that sound right, Jerry?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think they may can run all the way to Northern California. Don't quote me on that, but yeah. I think they can go up to Northern California.
Well, they can go all over. They swim. So I wouldn't doubt, you know, certain times of the year they can go and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the Humboldt squid.
No, that is incorrect, yeah.
Keeps
Bubble
its
Boy.
Tentacles to itself.
That is totally incorrect. That is not
named after the Humboldt current.
We'll delete that in post. Yeah, by the way, we are Facebook Live-ing today, so feel free to join in, chime in with a question, comment, whatever you'd like to do. 2 weeks from today, October, I think it'll be the 12th. Show is it, if I'm right, I could be wrong. Would be the first time ever.
13th is a Saturday.
Okay, we'll go with that one instead. And I think that's what I said initially. So Explore Ventures is going to join us in Facebook Live in the chat room and stuff to answer all your liveaboard questions again. So that will be 2 weeks from today. Is that right or three?
That's three.
Okay, that's what I said. Three
Way
weeks
off.
To today. We're going to fix all this up in post. So anyway,
too much work.
Yeah. I wonder, you know, I mean, would you be more nervous about the great whites or the Humboldts or anything? Or would you guys do it, I guess, is my question.
That's a tough one.
Because it's a pretty cool activity. I mean, to do one of these, you know, deep water, black water dives, where you're basically diving in open ocean at night and just seeing what comes up to greet you is pretty exciting stuff.
I'd do it, but I don't know if I'd do it over the great white.
The Humboldts are probably worse than the great whites.
Yeah, but still, yeah.
Yeah, why do you...
They're in the Pacific. They're not going to be on the Atlantic side.
Who said we were diving in the Atlantic side?
Yeah.
It's too cold in the Pacific.
No, it's not. I've dove the Pacific. You can dive during certain times of the year. I mean, you know, I'll tell you what
it is. Colder.
The first place I heard about one of these dark water dives or black water dives was in Kona in Hawaii when I went out to dive with the manta rays at night.
They do a lot of those in Hawaii.
Yeah.
For the manta rays.
Yeah. You go out there, you bring your dive gear and your ukulele, and you.
Jesus.
Here we go.
And what is wrong with you guys? What's wrong?
No,
ukulele.
Yeah, you know, you bring your ukulele. That's part of your dive gear package when you dive in Hawaii. But you go dive the manta rays in Kona. That's like the primo, you know, dive. You got to mark off the list. But one of the other things they offer is one of these blackwater dives.
Dangling.
Because they have a really good, you know, where they're located, they have a place where they do that fairly regularly and do these night dives in open water like that. And I hear all these stories like, oh, my gosh, you know, mantis came up to greet us and all this kind of stuff. I haven't heard of anybody doing one of these dives and having an issue.
That's good.
Where something came up and they wish it would not have.
The man from Atlantis?
Well, I mean, if it was a man from Atlantis, Barry the Bugger would be, I mean, look, let's be real.
Hey,
he would be pretty excited.
He takes care of himself, all right?
What's that?
He takes care of himself.
He takes, I saw the trailer.
Not as good as Bear Grylls, though.
Yeah.
Don't judge. We are here to support.
You're saying he never leaves the house.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever gone fishing? I have. Of course I've gone fishing.
Okay, so when you throw your bait into the water and you pull it back up and all that's left is the head, what does that tell you if you're dangling diving?
That tells me that I don't want to be that fish head.
Don't lose your head.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, that wouldn't necessarily, maybe that's why I haven't heard of any bad encounters on these blackwater dives, because those folks never made it back to
maybe
tell
we
their
could,
story.
Maybe we could.
Dead men tell no tales.
Whoa.
Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Go ahead.
Maybe. Thank you, Barry. Maybe we could attract some mermaids from the deep.
Well, I did that. I did that in Hawaii. We actually had one of our mermaids in on the Kona night.
No. I mean, you go dangling, and then they come up from the deep.
Well, we kind of did that by default, actually. What happened was after the Kona night dive with the mantas, the crew there on the boat asked if we could get some pictures with one of our mermaids in the water by the boat. So this was at night. This was after the manta night dive. And we said, sure, let's do this. And they had all the boats that do those dives in Kona, they have the water lit up pretty brightly, not just from the light source that they use underwater, this like crate full of dive lights that attracts the mantas or attracts the plankton that the mantas feed on, and that's what brings them in. But the boats themselves all have underwater lights. Thank you. And kind of glow the whole area up underwater, you know, like neon lights. It's kind of a new boating, you know, thing, you know, to have.
Well, then it's not really dark, is it?
No, well, it wasn't. But so we throw her in the water on the side of the boat, and I'm filming. And sure enough, we're sitting there. She's in the mermaid tail and the whole thing. And all of a sudden, you know, while I'm filming her, a manta came up and rammed her. And swam up next to her tail.
I can understand that.
And scared the Jesus out of her. I mean, she screamed. Everybody came running. They pulled her out of the water. I was laughing hysterically, saying, "I got it! I got it!" And it's on YouTube now. It's like when mantas attack scuba radio mermaids.
Oh, I
got
to see
that. Google that, or it's on our YouTube channel. You can. It's still up there.
You got a YouTube channel?
Yeah, it's up there somewhere. Scuba radio. When mantas attack or something.
What
like
will
that.
They think of?
But what happened when I slowed down the footage? I realized like the manta wasn't trying to attack her. I mean, mantas don't have like you know anything they could eat you with. It swam up to her tail and kind of scooped up midsection from her tail. And when you slow down, it looked like it was just coming up to rub up against her. And when you slow it down and add some like Barry White music, you know, you can go, okay, that's what was happening. He saw this big old tail, said, okay, come on, come to Papa.
It tried to remove her tail?
It tried to rub up against her tail. It was trying to get its freak on, is my guess. And once again, when you slow it down, you throw the Barry White music behind it. Yeah, you like, boom,
chicka-bow.
How many times did you watch this video?
It must have over a million views.
Weekend in Waco, Texas.
Yeah. But, it really wasn't an attack. It was more of a manta wanting to get its freak on. But if you were on one of those dives and you didn't expect that, and I will tell you, the manta came up out of nowhere. We didn't see it coming. It was just like, and that's why she screamed. She had her head out of the water, and this giant animal comes up and rubs up against you. I can understand why she would have been a little freaked, but boy, it was great video.
I gotta look that up later.
And a good story too, huh, guys?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. I would never let the truth get in the way of a good story. However, in this case, it actually is true.
Yeah, I remember you telling us that before.
Yeah. So, the video's out there. You know, like I said, scuba radio mermaid attacked by manta. But, you know, when I did that, I was kind of like, could that happen on one of these blackwater dives or one of these dangling divers?
Sure.
Dangling dives. And how would you react? If Amanda came up to you, even if you didn't have a mermaid tail on
Amanda?
You?
Amanda? Who's Amanda?
What does she look like?
Maybe, maybe it's a...
it's Amanda from Wyoming.
It's a nearsighted manta. And it thought
no,
it took
be
your
a
legs.
Manta from the deep.
Yeah, it could. But it, maybe it just mistook your legs for a fishtail. And it's like, hey, I could do something with this dangling diver here. Let's make myrrh people. And then it came up, and, you know, it would freak you out a little bit, wouldn't it?
A little bit.
Well, if it's been a long, slow live aboard, you know, and I've been listening to Greg with his ook.
You've been on a live aboard. It's been about a week or so. You've been
so you're saying you'd be dehydrated and very hungry.
And the only music I had was an ukulele player.
You're saying you would take getting it on with a manta over listening to me playing ukulele?
If you could play slowly in the background.
Oh, you'd like me to accompany me or accompany your romantic interview.
You'd never stop throwing up.
Life. True. All right.
Can you play a little Barry White on the ook?
You know what? Let me work on it. We got more coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals and sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know reef-safe sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, reef-safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For reef-safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, reef-safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. So don't be fooled by unscrupulous marketing claims. Go with the original, reef-safe. Ask for reef-safe sun care at your dive retailer, or for more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive logbook. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you're dead.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said, live and let's dive. Live and let's dive. I said, live and let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. We are living, we are diving. Well, not right now, but we're talking about it. And places to go hang after. You know, you go to the tiki bar, you go to your favorite watering hole, And literally, it is the end of an era today in South Florida. The Treasure Trove, a landmark bar there in Fort Lauderdale, is evidently being torn down. Is that what's going on, Walt, down there in South Florida today, or what? What's happening?
Yeah, that's affirmative. It's the last hoorah tonight. They're tearing down, as they're doing with all the smaller buildings out there on Lauderdale Beach, to put in these big condos, or I don't know where they're going to put all the people, but...
Wow, that's a shame. So the Treasure Trove, that's that establishment right there. Is it Las Olas and A1A in Fort Lauderdale?
Watch your language.
Is that right?
Yeah, just south of Las Olas. It's kind of across from Bahia Mark, right across from Swimming Hall of Fame.
Right. Okay. And I've been there many times. Just hanging out in South Florida. I mean, it's a landmark. I can't believe they're going to tear this place down. I mean, it definitely was a crap hole.
Well, it's not a landmark anymore.
It's a skid mark.
Well, that's
Satan. Is that you?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, we're getting close to Halloween. He's starting to, show his ugly head or something. I don't know. What's up with that? Casey,
the evils of drinking.
Of all the crew that we have on the show today, who's all been to the Treasure Trove? All right, CJ, Bubble Boy, raising their hand. As you can plainly see on Facebook Live. Casey has been there. Jerry, the diver guy?
I've been there.
Barry thinks he has.
Yeah.
Barry, can't remember.
If you can't remember, then you have.
True.
Yes.
So true. You know, with all the diving community down there in South Florida, the Treasure Trove was kind of that place. Usually you'd show up late at night for sure. That'd be like the last place on the list. Treasure Trove. I mean, they tore down the Bahia Mar, too. Have they already blew that up, by the way, Walt, or is that still in progress? I had read a story about
it. I think it's in progress. I'm pretty sure it's still in progress.
The local fire department is actually going to use the Bahia Mar Hotel, which used to be the heart of Ocean Fest back in the day.
Oh, wait. Wait, Greg, you're talking the Bahia Cabana.
The Bahia Cabana, yes, not
Cabana,
the Bahia Mar.
Right, yeah.
No, the Bahia Cabana was already falling apart.
Right. Well, it'd been scheduled for demolition, but evidently the local fire department is going to be doing a controlled fire or controlled burn of the Bahia Cabana property to practice what it would be like to, have to go in and save a bunch of people from a burning hotel.
So it's training. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they're wiping it off the map there. The Bahia Cabana is no more. I mean, it's been shut down for probably at least a year now. But the Treasure Trove is right around the corner from it. I mean, those are the two legendary places down there in Fort Lauderdale that everybody went to down there.
Within crawling distance.
Yes,
crawling
distance.
If we tell Drunken Sailor about this, he might go chain himself to one of the buildings.
Chances are he's there. He's been living at the Bahia Cabana as we speak. He might be one of those people that the firemen are going to save that they don't realize there's actually someone in there.
I was thinking more they wouldn't save him.
Well, let him burn!
Sacrifice himself against urban renewal.
Yes, that is very possible. He's either there, he's passed out in Walt's dry martini boat there at the Gomez Hilton.
No, he's not. He's not on property.
He's not. He's off property.
Uh-oh. We've lost him.
The Drunken Sailor is AWOL. All right. Well, Bubble Boy.
He always comes around Christmas time.
Well, so. True. He'll show up. I have no doubt.
You looked under the dock?
Under the dock. I even looked in Wyoming.
Weird. So weird. What about Lake Titicaca? Have you seen him?
Oh, you son of a bitch. You scooped him.
Check the back of his Subaru.
You bastard. What do you think about that?
I feel cheated, man. I really do.
Wow.
He might be dangle diving. Yeah. Like Titicaca.
It is very possible. Very possible indeed.
But why, Greg, why wouldn't they have like a 20-story condo and just keep the Treasure Trove on the first floor?
Good point. Leave it to Bubble Boy to throw logic out to the people.
I love it.
It was such a hole that wouldn't hold up 20 floors.
Yeah. I mean, part of the charm of the Treasure Trove was that it was such a crap hole. I mean, you'd look around like, oh, my God, people are allowed in here?
Not the new bar, who I hate.
Bar will charge $10 for one beer.
Well, no, the Treasure Trove could do that, too. Well, I don't know. Their prices were pretty good, I guess, weren't they, Walt? They were actually. They obviously didn't put it into the surroundings, so.
They had a special on Mount Gay Rum there.
That's true.
How old do you think some of the undergarments really were?
Oh, I
over 30 years.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to touch them. Trust me.
Did the hazmat team come out to clear it out first?
I think they're just burning it down. I don't think that's what
the fire's for.
Well, that's the cabana. That's the Bahia cabana. Yeah. Wow. But as far as the treasure trove, if I remember, isn't most of that all like cement block and brick and stuff? Walter, am I thinking of
They had the big cannon there. They had the...
Yeah, it's like a fort-looking kind of place. Yeah.
Right. Well, they call it cement, but we're not sure.
Okay. Well, it's...
Very skeptical.
Yeah, he is. He is skeptical. Well, it's a sad day, and hopefully they'll come up with some new place to hang down there in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sure we'll find a place or two. Hey, coming up... Gomez Hilton, of course, is always a good standby. Carl Fismer, treasure hunter extraordinaire, is at a pirate festival in Vero Beach, Florida. We're going to check in with him an hour or two and talk about a lot more diving-related stuff and then some. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 yeah, we
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.